I don't want to be a guy that has to work 9 to 5. I don't want to be a guy that's on the road all the time. You know, I love the story and it might get me a little bit, but you know, the things that we can't get back are like the moments that we've missed and the time after it's gone and the words after they're said. And there's a great story about a man who works from his home office, and his son comes in. His son's like 6 years old, and he says, "Hey, Daddy, is there any chance that we could play catch?" And Daddy says, "Sorry, son, I'm busy." And the next day, the little boy comes in, knocks on Daddy's door, says, "Hey, Daddy." Daddy says, "Yes, son." He goes, "Any chance we could play catch?" Daddy says, "Sorry, son, I'm busy." Third day in a row, little boy knocks on Daddy's door. Daddy says, "Son, I told you yesterday and I told you the day before, I'm too busy, I can't play catch." The little boy says, "Daddy, I wasn't going to ask you to play catch." He says, "Oh, what were you going to ask me?" He says, "Oh, I was going to ask you how much money you earn in 1 hour. And Daddy says, "Son, that's a very rude question, but I earn $100 an hour. And the reason why I earn $100 an hour is so I can put a roof over your head and food into your tummy. So get out of my office, I got work to do." So that little boy leaves the office. He doesn't come back for a week, a month. 2 months goes by before that little boy knocks on Daddy's door. He knocks on Daddy's door, he says, "Hey, Daddy." Daddy says, "Yes, son." He said, "Over the last 8 weeks, I've been mowing lawns, I've been pruning trees, I've been picking up dog poo, I've done every single chore that my mum has asked of me, and I've been able to raise $25. Daddy, I was wondering if I could give you this $25, and could I please just have 15 minutes of your time? And could we please go and play catch?" You know, I think in my life, I would do anything. I would give away every bit of success that I've had, every bit of possessions that I own, to have a healthy little boy knock on my door and say, "Hey, Daddy, can we go and play catch?" You know, when we begin to prioritize what's important, we begin to truly understand what life's all about. I don't want to be the dad that says, "Son, I'm too busy." So my goals and dreams is to make sure that I can be in a position healthy enough in 4 years' time when my son is big enough to play catch and go to school and do things that normal, healthy little kids get to do. I want to be there holding his hand. I want to be there driving him to practice. I want to be there to be the best dad that I could possibly be.